Nolte, Andrea Mitchell accuses Trump of endangering troops for not wearing mask. By John Nolte on May 26, 2020. MSNBC staffer Andrea Mitchell accused President Donald Trump of endangering the troops while attending two separate Memorial Day events on Monday. The far-left Mitchell opened her criticism of Trump by gushing over presumptive Democrat nominee Joe Biden, who left his home for the first time in 2 months Monday to lay a wreath at a Delaware War Memorial. Joe Biden and Dr. Jill Biden emerged for the first time from their home since March 15, I believe. And it showed they were both wearing masks. They went to a war memorial in Newcastle, Delaware, Mitchell said. This is also almost the fifth anniversary of their son, a veteran, Beau Biden's death. So these are really touching, a touching war memorial visit. She added, this is the first time that he is coming out of his home. And I guess testing whether there were other safe ways that he can emerge. Given his age, given the restrictions, and the fact that he is modeling what the government is saying to model. In contrast to the president, who's going against his own government. Jennifer Palmieri, the former White House communications director for Barack Obama, then did some wish casting about what this Memorial Day might have looked like if Joe Biden or Barack Obama were president. Mitchell then jumped back in to accuse Trump of putting the American troops at risk for not wearing a mask. Clearly, rapey Joe Biden's numbers have gone up as he's been campaigning from home, virtually, and the president, Mitchell said, and then harumphed, arguably, is endangering the troops, the people who have to travel with him, as well as the people that he meets along the way. And he has not been socially distancing or wearing a mask when he's around them, so, obviously time will tell. How is Trump endangering anyone if he doesn't have the coronavirus? If anything, he is putting himself at risk. An angle hacks like Mitchell would certainly take if her precious rapey Joe and Barry were still in office. Oh, how selfless and honorable for Barry and rapey Joe to expose themselves in this way to America's fighting men and women. How brave they are. But what if they get sick? That would be disastrous for democracy. And why is Biden wearing a mask while laying a wreath at a war memorial? It was just him and his wife. Why not remove the mask after getting out of the car with the Secret Service agents? He looked ridiculous. Like a balding, enfeebled Bane. There was no need to wear a mask, other than to virtue signal and make shallow liars and rape deniers like Andrea Mitchell gush. Honestly, Biden's been quarantined in his home for weeks, who is he going to infect? The whole thing is ridiculous, as is our corrupt media. As far as endangering the troops, with the latest fatality rates from the CDC, we know now that if you're under 50, your chances of dying of the coronavirus are 1 in a 1,000, and that's only if you're infected to begin with. That's the same as the common flu. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.